T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Eric Wood will be on the call with Chris Brown on WGR Sunday when the Bills take on the Chiefs in Orchard Park. And Eric's with us live this morning on WBEN. Yeah. You know, this game, Eric's been circled on a lot of calendars since the schedule came out. Chiefs started out 1-3, but they've gotten better. I'm still seeing criticism, though, of their offense, kind of like the Bills. I mean, they're kind of a mystery this season. What is the Chiefs' true identity?
Right now, it's the passing game. Patrick Mahomes has 14 passing touchdowns in the last five games, and he's playing at a high level. And part of the early struggles offensively came when Worthy was out and Rashee Rice, their other receiver, was out. And so, you know, offensively, they've really leaned into the passing game. And Isaiah Pacheco hurt his knee last week, and so likely going to need to continue to lean into that passing game this week.
What is going on with Keon Coleman? You know, when I was listening to you guys last week and I heard Chris Brown say, Keon Coleman back to return this punt, I'm thinking, wow, well, that's something different. I mean, between that and the benching earlier this year, what should we be reading into all these things?
Yeah, I mean, he returned punts in college and was pretty dynamic, and I figured they were just trying to get him going a little bit, get the ball in his hands, and figure out more ways to get him the football. So he did have that one punt return, and he got lit up pretty good on that one. I don't know if we'll continue to see him back there on punts anymore. But, you know, right now he's in his second year. He's, you know, started off the season going for over 100 yards against the Ravens and has had slow production since. And, you know, in this everybody eats mentality each and every week, you know, it's different guys that could step up and be your big playmaker. And I know the Bills want to see more from him and see higher production. And of course he does as well. And so, you know, I expect to see them continue to move him around a little bit, not just sit him split out wide. We're likely going to see him with some motions more often to help him get some separation at the line of scrimmage. And unfortunately, his best position may be playing in the slot, but you don't want to take those reps away from Khalil Shakir. So, you know, second year, still continuing to develop, but obviously Bills fans and coaching staff and then him as well obviously want to see more production.
It's kind of a rarity. Both Bills and Chiefs are not leading their divisions while facing each other. The Chiefs are third in their division, Bills second. Seems to be an extra layer of urgency for both teams this weekend. Who has more to lose on Sunday?
That's tough because both teams, you know, need this. You look at the Colts, they only have one loss in the season. And, you know, these are two teams that everyone expected to go make a run at the one seed. And if you look at the playoff percentages, if either team gets this win, it puts them right around 25% chance of getting the one seed, and if not, it puts you at about 5-6%. So for both teams, this is a massive game, and you know, these games between the Bills and the Chiefs likely impact each and every season where a potential rematch is going to be played in the postseason.
You know, we've been talking about this really throughout the year, and more so today, Eric. I've heard all throughout the week, like, does this game matter as much as in the past? Like, this isn't the one that matters. You need to win the playoffs. It won't feel as big as it wins. And I couldn't disagree more. I think the beating the Chiefs this year is bigger than ever. Because if you let the Chiefs go to four straight Super Bowls, that we're done. I mean, like, that's our thing. What else do we have? I've been, like, banging this drum for a year. It can't happen. Whatever we can do to make it not happen, whether it's a win in the regular season or stopping them in the playoffs, we have to stop it from happening. I mean, I think it should matter a lot to fans. What do you think?
And I do think it matters a lot to fans, and I see your point there 100%, Brian. It's a great point as well. And, yeah, I think this one matters a ton. There's the feelings that I believe the fan base have when you say this one doesn't matter as much. It's just the fact that we've had so much success over them in the regular season and then haven't had that same success in the postseason. And so whether that's maybe holding some schematic things back for the postseason or doing some things schematically in this one that could potentially set you up better to maybe go against the grain in the postseason matchup, I think that's where a lot of this comes from, and just the fact that you're sitting there saying, you know, this isn't the one that truly matters. And yes, that's the case. But, you know, anytime you're going up against, you know, two teams, I mean, this Mahomes-Allen rivalry is going to continue on for a long time, and every time they play, it's going to draw a ton of eyeballs.
And that rivalry, I mean, how do you keep the same intensity as a player in a regular season matchup when it seems like everyone is expecting the two to meet again in the playoffs?
Yeah, it's, well, I'd say it's easy to get up for this one. Just, you got a 425 kick. It's going to be a packed house. You know, you got, you know, your rival, your current rival coming to your stadium. I don't think it'll be hard for these guys to get up for this one.
Not long until the trade deadline. Bills don't have a lot of cap space, but still, I don't think we'll talk with you before then. You expect the Bills to make a move?
I would expect them to, just based upon the fact that Brandon Bean and his staff generally stay pretty active, whether it's trade deadline or throughout the offseason or on draft day. You can always expect there to be some type of movement with the Bills. So based upon that, I would expect them to potentially go try and potentially add a piece at receiver with the recent injury to Ed Oliver and the amount of injuries that we've had at the defensive tackle spot. I think you could also see them make a move there, whether that's trade or if that comes via free agency.
All right, Eric, we'll be listening Sunday. Thanks so much.
Okay, sounds good. You guys have a great rest of your week.
You too. Eric Wood joining us live this morning on WBEN.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.